Hey everybody, thank you once again for joining me for the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. If you are listening, I appreciate you for tuning in once again. I know that there are plenty of podcasts out there that you could be listening to, but you chose to tune in today. Appreciate you. And for those of you that are watching my YouTube channel, thank you, new subscribers. I see I have a few new subscribers who joined, so I appreciate you for watching. And if you're watching, you're going to see that I have these, I call these my pilot headphones. I just realized that the sound in the last few videos, or my first two videos, were a little bit echoey. So I'm just going to try these headphones and see how that works out. And you guys just let me know if you're whether you're watching or if you're listening to the podcast. Let me know what the sound looks like, because I would rather have my focus is on making sure that the sound quality is the best that it can be right now versus what the video quality is like. We'll talk about that later. But again, thank you for tuning in. This podcast is for you. This YouTube channel is for you. If you are ready to embrace all of your dreams, all of your goals, all of your gifts, all of your talents with no filter. On this channel, there's no such thing as too late. On this channel, this podcast, there's no such thing as too old. The time for you to embrace the life that you want, the time for you to step into your fullest potential is now. It's always been now. Okay, so let's get into it. The last episode that I did, we talked about one of the things that keep us from really fully embracing the life that we want to live. And one of those things is we lie to ourselves and tell ourselves we are waiting for some sign. Okay. And so what did we say in the last video? We don't need a sign. You don't need a sign. The only sign that you need is the fact that you have a bigger vision for your life. That's all you need. So I want to expand on that a little bit more. So when we fall into that trap of, I need a sign, I need some type of confirmation that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. What that can do is that can put us in a holding pattern, a holding pattern that leaves room for thoughts of, well, since I'm waiting for the sign, I really don't know what to do. I don't know the next action step to take. I don't even know how to go about taking the next step. I've said that to myself. If you are watching this or listening in, I'm sure that at one point you have said that to yourself, otherwise you wouldn't be tuning in. And I say that is not true. That is not true. We always know what to do. We always know what action step to take. And the reason why we tell ourselves I don't know what to do is because oftentimes that next inspired action that feels to our soul, to our spirit, it feels expansive. We may be nervous about it, but it still feels expansive. It's still exciting. But something about it to our mind, to our logic, to practicality, to our ego. To our ego, the action step doesn't make sense. So then we take a step back and we say, oh, well, maybe it's not that. It's not that. I'm looking for something else. So now I need a sign because I don't know what to do. I'm using air quotes. When in fact, it is that action step, that one little, not little, let me cross that out, that action step that we're pushing to the side. That could be the action step that'll take us around that boulder that we talked about early on. Whatever that boulder is, whether it's fear, whatever obstacle, it is. It could be that action step, that one action step that we keep pushing aside, that keeps coming up again, but we push it to the side because for whatever reason, it doesn't look the way that we think it should look. Or just simply, it just doesn't make sense. And here's a side note, that's another reason why we don't embrace our fullest vision, our fullest dreams, is because the action steps that we know to take, again, they feel expansive. We just know we may not be able to explain why we know that this is the action step to take. We just something within us is saying that it's not screaming, but it's saying this is right because we can't explain it. We can't explain it to ourselves. We can't explain it to other people. We just know that this is the next step. So again, going back to because it doesn't make sense, then we start to tell ourselves, okay, we're waiting for this big sign. So now we're in this holding pattern. Now we're in this holding pattern. And in that holding pattern, the holding pattern can become dangerous because the holding pattern can be anywhere from 2 years. Oh, I guess, well, let me start off with 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 years to 20 years. We're still in a holding pattern because we're waiting for some sign. But I am here to tell you that you always know what to do. And as long as you keep telling yourself that, then yes, you'll never know what to do. You'll always be in that holding pattern because now, because you've told yourself that for so long, after so many times, then that becomes a part of who you are, not knowing what to do. You become indecisive, and not just about embracing your dreams, not just about accepting that those goals, not just about that, but that filters off into other parts of your life. You're just indecisive about everything. So now let's take a step forward. We're not going to tell ourselves we don't know what to do, because think about it. Why would you have, and I always say this, why would you have this exciting view for your life if you weren't going to be guided every single step? Part of that is because we're trying to control. We're trying to control the how, which then leads us to say, okay, this action step that I feel so inspired to take, it doesn't make sense because the controlling part of me is trying to control how it should look. That's a part of it as well. So we've got, we don't need the sign. That's over and done with. We know the action step that we need to take. And here's the third thing that I want to expand on or talk about. Before I say this, it may sound like I am contradicting myself when I say you don't need a sign, but just hold on for a second. So the third part of that is, when you start to move, when you take that action step that doesn't make sense to the mind, but it makes sense to your soul, to your heart, and to your spirit, when you start to move into that direction, signs will follow. Synchronicities will follow. You'll have random people that will just come up to you and say things that almost sound like confirmation for the action that you've already taken. But you see how that works? You take the action first, then synchronicities follow, which can appear to be very magical. You can call it magical if you want to, but I, from my perspective, that's how life is supposed to work. It's almost like when that happens, it's almost like God, spirit, the universe, infinite wisdom, infinite intelligence saying, okay, finally, she has taken the step. Finally, he has moved in the direction of this big vision that's been there. Finally, they're embracing what we've been showing them their entire life. Now we can come through and say, okay, it's almost like a universe nod saying, yep, okay, but that's not going to happen until you make the first move. And listen, when I'm talking about embracing the life that you want, this could be moving beyond a career that you've had for, a decade, couple decades. This could be maybe you have a business right now that you that is just you're not passionate about anymore. You have a vision now for something else. I'm talking about that too. I'm talking about maybe, you have a job now that it's okay. You like it. You get a check. But you've seen more for yourself. I'm talking about all of that. I'm talking to you if you, if all you've done your entire life is just settle. You've settled for a job. You've settled for a relationship that could be romantic, friendships. You've settled for where you live. You hate where you live. You don't like the city you're in. You just settled because you told yourself, well, this is how it is. I'm talking to you. So you know the next action step. You take the action, synchronicities follow. Synchronicities, also known as signs. Okay, so thank you for listening. Again, thank you for my new listeners, my new subscribers. Hopefully I'm going to test out, I told you I'm testing out the sound. So come back and listen, share this. Don't forget, if you are new here, like and subscribe, share this with everyone you know. And until next time, cheers.